we say to ourselves, God, you're so stupid. I can't believe I did that. Blah, 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 blah. You know, we say things like that to ourselves and we hear that part, but we don't hear the part that's even behind that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you got to get to that part and go, oh, no, that's not true.
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I'm so excited that you are here. Now, I have to first take just a second to thank all of you because I'm at 100,000 downloads. And that's because of you, because you guys are amazing. And you're always like loving the show and sharing the show and downloading the episodes and all that great stuff. And I have worked so hard to build this community, and to know that you guys are really enjoying the guests, the show, the content, everything that's on here, I cannot thank you enough. I think you guys have ranked us all the way up to like the top 1 or 1.5% podcast to listen to in the country. And I cannot be more grateful. I have so much gratitude in my heart for all of you. And I want to introduce you to another amazing human. Now, you know, I go around this really phenomenal planet of ours, finding all the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking, right? So I am excited to introduce you to Angela W. Stillwell. She is a seasoned business advisor, a coach, the founder of Unstopped Strengths, with an MBA and 3 decades in business development. Now, she has helped in pivotal moments of driving businesses and professionals towards success. Now, she's not just a coach. She's a creator of Vulnerability Warrior, helping people navigate major life transitions and achieving personal success. So she's a neuro coach. I freaking love that. And she's a keynote speaker. She brings so much wealth of knowledge and experience. And I know that she is going to share amazing insights on creating deeper connections in your business, in your life, right here on Straight Talk. So I'm so excited. Angela, welcome to Straight Talk. How are you today?
I am fantastic. And before we get into this, how about that? 100,000 downloads? Holy cow, so that's amazing. That's so exciting.
Congratulations. And, thank you. You come on here not knowing if anybody's listening. And then your podcast coach calls you and says, do you know your numbers? I'm like, nah. She's like, are you kidding? You're like hitting 100,000 downloads. I'm like, what? Oh,
yeah, I love it.
That's nothing.
Yeah, no, I love
Angela,
it.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for giving me that shout out. That's so cool. Yeah. So Angela, I want to know you. I want to get to know you because you have such a plethora of knowledge and experience. And I know that the audience that we have, a lot of them are like solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, things like that. And mm-hmm. So I know you're speaking to the right people. And yep. So I want to get to know you a little bit. So who are you, Angela? Who are you?
Who am I? You know, I love that question. It's a question that I often do when I'm in corporate environments and I stand in mm-hmm. front of the room and I'm like, who are you? And you can't use your job title. You can't use it, and people just, they freeze, right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean I can't use my job title? I mean, you can't use your job title. Who are you outside of what you do? Who are you? And, you know, who I am is I'm a laugher. I'm a lover. I'm a curious soul.
I love it.
Filled with childlike wonderment, and I am a leader. In fact, I went through this program a couple of years ago, and the phrase I came up with was, I am a bold, passionate, joyful leader.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And you know, and you're right, because when I ask that question, everybody goes to, oh, I do. Exactly. And I think that's a safety mechanism, right? I mean, if I tell you what I do, I lift kind of like myself up a little bit. I, you know, mm-hmm. I have some mm-hmm. accolades. Give you. And it's vulnerable to go to the place of saying, who am I really though? What do I like and not like? Exactly. All these years I've been eating chocolate, but maybe I don't like chocolate. Maybe I like vanilla. Like, you know, it's so funny because we, you know, we literally don't stop a lot of our life to think about this. You know, I think it's when self-awareness comes in is when we pause.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about your journey, Angela. I mean, I know that you have all of this under your belt right now, but I know life doesn't start that way. So no. Tell us a little bit, whatever you're comfortable with sharing. I'd love to know a little more about you.
Yeah. You know, when I'm working with clients and I'm peeling back those layers to help them figure out what has them blocked and, you know, it's, we get to go all the way back to our formative years, and our formative years start between 1 and 7.
Yes.
Right. Yes. It's long before the prefrontal cortex is developed. You don't even have that frontal lobe of your brain developed yet. That doesn't happen until your mid 20s. And there's a whole heck of a lot that happens in life before that. Right.
A whole heck of a lot that happens between 1 and 7.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I grew up in an incredibly dysfunctional environment. In fact, you know, people talk about, my family put the fun in dysfunctional. My family put the fun and the unctional in dysfunctional.
I hear that.
All the things, right? I had a dad that was literally a con artist. And, you know, I mean, I didn't know that at the time. I still love my dad, right? He has Alzheimer's now, and, you know, it's great because I never have to worry. Is it true? Is it not true? He has Alzheimer's. Right. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But that life, that childhood gave me an opportunity to do a lot of things that other kids don't have the opportunity to do. You know, we did road drag racing. We outran the cops. We did all sorts of things. You know, we moved in the middle of the night. There were, you know, over 60 moves in the middle of the night. I went to 13 different schools between kindergarten and my senior year of high school. And, you know, so, but that was my norm. You know, I didn't know that was different. I mean, I knew it was different, but I didn't, it was like, yeah, that's just the norm, right? You just live with it, right? And then my freshman year of college, so my parents got divorced when I was 10, and both of them remarried. And my mom was married to a guy that was just not a good human. And my freshman year of college, he made good on a promise that if he couldn't have her, nobody would. Oh. And 5 days before Christmas, he took her life.
That is and, so hard.
You know, it is. And, you know, we figure out, you know, Steve Jobs said we connect the dots in reverse. You know, we can't connect the dots going forward. We don't see how all of these things are going to impact us going forward. But now I look back and I'm like, wow, okay. So that set me up for this, and that set me up for this, and that set me up for this. And, you know, it happened 5 days before Christmas, but I was back in school for my next semester.
Right.
In January, you know, and so it was just that I just learned that whole resilience, and I also learned compartmentalization. Sounds great, except that compartmentalization at that age, when you are building and developing that prefrontal lobe cortex, right? It becomes habitual later in life. You don't realize that you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I had learned to, you know, build those walls and not make those connections with people because I always moved. I was never connected to anyone because I wasn't going to be there long enough. Right.
Right.
And I got married in my mid-20s. And in my mid-40s, got divorced. And I realized going through the divorce how much my childhood and had impacted my adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when I was, you know, I had been in personal development and been, you know, into all of that for a long time. But going through the divorce, I was like, okay, I never planned to do this. Because as a five-year-old kid listening to my mom on the phone with my dad, arguing about when was he coming home or not coming home and all this kind of stuff. I vowed as a five-year-old that I would not live the life that she lived.
Right.
Literally as a five-year-old, I can distinctly remember exactly when it happened. And here I was going through a divorce and I was like, okay, what do I get to do differently? And as I started digging into that, it was like, oh, look at me putting up all the walls, acting like, you know, just, you know, big man on campus, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing can touch me. And what was really happening was lots of stuff was still touching me. I just was acting like it wasn't. So I was squashing it, right?
Right.
And I learned to let some of that bubble up. And around 2015, 14 or 15, I told the story for the first time about my mom's murder on stage in front of,
wow,
you know, hundreds of people. And, you know, that was a huge turning point in me leaning into my vulnerability.
That's powerful.
And, you know, that's just a completely different level of authenticity. People love mm-hmm. authenticity. Vulnerability, though, is a whole new level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you got to be very brave. I feel when you are vulnerable, you have to be very brave because, and you got to be okay with being you. You have to come at it with such an authenticity that it doesn't matter what person is judging you or says anything. That's why I think being vulnerable is probably one of the bravest things you can do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not being vulnerable makes you weak, because sometimes that's what I think people misconstrued, like mm-hmm. that vulnerability is weakness. No, vulnerability is strength.
Because absolutely.
In order to be vulnerable, you are saying, I'm going to put myself out there mm-hmm. and I'm going to be okay with whatever comes at me because I need to do this, right? That must have been a huge moment for you.
It was. And, you know, when, you know, people talk about, now there's this whole thing of, I just get to share everything. No, it's not about sharing everything. It's about sharing your vulnerability at the right time in front of the right audience. It's not about dumping, because that's therapy work.
Right.
Exactly. Right. It's about sharing it in an appropriate environment in front of an appropriate audience at the appropriate time.
Right.
So that you can build that connection. Otherwise, it's just another form of pushing people away.
Yeah. Oh, right? That's so good. Yeah.
And people get addicted to that. Oh my God, I feel so bad for you. They get addicted to that part of the vulnerability.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's not the purpose of it.
Right.
That is not the purpose.
So good. That's so good. Okay. We're digging in already. The neural stuff is coming out. All right. So let me ask you about that, though, because, you know, I think that's one of the things that's extremely interesting is, you know, I know that you put everything in its own compartments and you're going through life, getting a divorce and all that, but you also have a very successful background, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's what I think I want the leaders and the CEOs and stuff that are listening to understand. Yeah. You are human. And I know that when you are looking at your career, you're like, I'm killing it. I'm the CEO. I got this. Mm-hmm. I got this. I got this. Doesn't mean that we don't all need somebody or need work.
Yeah.
Because I also have, a lot of stuff in my life as well, but always rise to the top. I always rise to the top, no matter what position I was in. And I think it has something to do with also what you just said, putting everything in its compartments. Mm-hmm. I know that this is work. I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna kill it at work.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So tell me about that for you, because did the divorce kind of touched some things in your life that unraveled for you and you had to like deal with that? Like, tell me a little bit about that journey.
Yeah. So when I was going through the divorce, some of the, I won't get into specifics that were said because we're actually friends. But you know, it's a divorce. And so there are things that get said in the middle of mm-hmm. that stuff that are not super nice.
Right.
And the people who are closest to us know the things to say to cut the deepest, right? Yeah. And there were a couple of things that were said about worthiness, not being worth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I realized that I had been operating with this shield around me for so long because I had not felt worthy because of the way that I grew up. I grew up hearing people talk about, you know, my dad and, you know, as a little kid, I would hear adults having these conversations. Well, here's the thing. Children know who their parents are. And it drives me crazy when I hear adults who have been divorced and they talk bad about their spouse in front of their children or their ex-spouse in front of their children, because the children hear it and the children realize that they are 50% of each parent.
Yeah, of course.
And so if they're talking bad about the other parent, that child's going, well, then there's 50% of me that's not good.
Right. Right. And adults sometimes don't pay attention. They just don't think.
Exactly.
But I remember a lot of conversations when I was a little kid that were not nice.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's so true, Angela.
Yeah. And so I had taken that on, right? That I just, you know, I wasn't worth what other people were worth. And, you know, that I was, you know, 50% of this person who had done X, Y, and Z. And so I was like, no, that's, you know, how people, they hit a ceiling and then they drop back, and they hit a ceiling and they drop back. And I realized that's what I had done over and over and over, because I didn't feel somewhere deep inside that I was worth. I mean, I was a bull in a china shop as far as like, man, I'm getting my way. I pushed my way through. I did my MBA. I did all those things. You know, when I had my financial planning practice, I did my CFP straight away. I did all of those, you know, had a successful practice. I've built successful businesses for other people. I've done that. And I did all of that. Imagine what if I hadn't have had that feeling of not being worth.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? It's Nina here. I recently stumbled across this little thing and this absolute game changer for me. And I just had to share it with you because, hello, you know, I'd be sharing my stuff with y'all, right? This is called Magic Mind. And this little tiny elixir, y'all, this thing, okay, it's empty because Nina be drinking it, okay? This little elixir has been like my little secret weapon, and it's packed with powerful ingredients like adaptogens and nootropics and matcha. I mean, this little thing is like magic, for real, for real. Okay. I've really noticed the difference. It has really helped me with my level of laser focus and productivity and reaching my goals for the day. And for someone like me, who's all about living my life with intention and purpose, this is priceless. All right. This is priceless. I am totally going to recommend this to you. And you guys know I recommend only things I love and trust. Here's the best part. Magic Mind is amazing. And they have a link for you. MagicMind.com/straighttalk. You can use that special discount, Straight Talk 20. It only has one T, Straight Talk 20, to get 20% off of your first time purchase for the next 10 days. If you apply that code, you are going to get up to 50% off. So head over to magicmind.com/straighttalk. Your future self is going to thank you for it, and it's going to thank me.
Right? What if I had been able to break through that earlier?
Yeah.
Holy cow. The sky's the limit. Right? Until though you break through whatever it is, you have to dig in and really hear, you know, what is your subconscious voice saying? And we get so good at ignoring it. We listen to the ugly voice that's niggling, but we don't listen to the underlying that's behind that. You know, we say to ourselves, God, you're so stupid. I can't believe I did that. Blah, 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 blah. You know, we say things like that to ourselves and we hear that part, but we don't hear the part that's even behind that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you got to get to that part and go, oh, no, that's not true.
Right.
Right. Right.
So yeah, that's so good. Yeah. And you know, a lot of it, like you said in the beginning, it's all the programming, right? Because the first 7 years, you don't have a conscious brain. It's all subconscious. So you're just like literally downloading info, Right. And when you start to like decipher it, you don't really decipher it well because you've been already programmed. It's like the computer that's been programmed. You add another program to it, it just doesn't know how to read that program. And so I love that. So what got you now into, you know, getting into being a neuro coach and helping people in that area? So were you just, was there something that happened while you were in the corporate space? Like what made you shift like that?
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I had been in, you know, inspired by and read books about and been to different personal development events for decades. And when I was going through my divorce, I did it even more. It was like, okay, let me go to this next thing. I did Tony Robbins. I went to Brenda Burchard. I went to like all these different things all over the place and read tons of books. And like with my last move, I gave away over like 400 books and I still had like 400 books to move.
I'm embarrassed. I have the same. So it's a bit much. It's a bit much. It's like, how much info do you actually really need? Like,
exactly. And that's not even including the ones that are on my Audible and all of that. Right. But
so true. So, exactly. All right, Angela, I get it. I get it. Yep, clean out. Got it. Sisters here.
So as I would go through these different programs and I'd do these different events and I'd read these different books, I'd make a little progress, but there was still something that I just knew there was still something that was there. And then I heard someone talking about the neuroscience piece, and I was like, And I got this book called The Power of Neuroplasticity by Shad Helmstetter. Great book. It's a great place to start for anyone who wants to start digging into their beliefs, their hidden, darker beliefs. And it's an easy read. It's not deep into the neuro. It's enough of the neuroscience that you get the gist of what he's talking about, but it's not so deep that everybody can't read it. And he's written several books. He wrote What to Say When You Talk to Yourself and several other books that are really, really good books. Ooh, but anyway.
Even the titles are really good.
Yeah. So I read that book, and then I found out about a couple of different neuro coaching programs, and I went through a neuro coaching program, and I saw the transformation that I had. And then I got a certification in neuro coaching, and I mean, it's just, it's made all the difference for me, and it's made so much of a difference for my clients. And, you know, it takes time to really do the shifting from the process standpoint, but I can stand on stage and I can still make a difference. Cause I now can say, hey, you get to lean in and listen to that little voice in your head. Don't push it aside anymore. Really listen to what it's saying. And then ask yourself, is it the truth? I can't completely help them rewrite a neural pathway, you know, in a 90-minute talk or whatever,
right,
a full day, whatever, but I can introduce the idea to them.
Yeah. And that idea alone can be super powerful, super powerful, especially like what you said before too, like, oh, I'm so stupid. Right there. If you just listen to the words, right. I was talking to a coach, and, I was saying to her, oh, I don't like being a slave to the lender. Like, I don't like a lot of debt, right? So I was saying to her, and, you know, we moved, we made a big move from Connecticut to Texas. It was like a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of stuff. And I'm like, I don't like having all this debt. It's bothering me. You know, I said to her, so I said, I'm earning money. I'm doing good. I have my coaching clients, blah, 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 but I still have debt and I don't like it. And I don't want to be a slave to the lender. And I realized immediately just the word slave, how disempowered I felt. How disempowered I felt. And I, as I'm talking to her, she's just smiling at me because she heard the word, right? So I'm like, and I just like, but what you're saying is so true, Angela. Like there, you can't rewrite that and rewire that in 90 minutes, but it does do something when you plant the seed.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Because it makes you aware, and awareness is huge. Exactly. Awareness is huge. And I don't know what is up with us nowadays too, that we are living in such a microwave world that we literally think, oh, now I'm good. I don't need Angela anymore. I'm good. You know, it's like,
you're good with that.
Exactly. But we all do this, don't we? Like, we really feel like we got an aha moment for a second. So we now think our whole lives is fixed. And that's not the case. We need to dig deep. It takes work and it takes time and it takes working with a coach and it takes actually showing up and it takes wanting to be changed and transformed. All of that is an important piece. So what are you doing now with clients? Do they go through a system with you? Are you doing a one-on-one clients? Like, how are you working the program?
Yeah. So I have two different ways that I work with clients. I have corporations that I work with, and I go in and do all sorts of leadership development programs with them. Good. And then that's some good. Of them, I do coaching with them. And in the leadership development, I focus on really three things. leadership aspect itself. I get it. Like we said before we were live, I've got Great Danes, so I get it. Focus in on, you know, the leadership, the self-leadership, the personal leadership, community. Do you have a community of people who are there to support you? Because if you, the vast majority of people out there who are wanting to make changes in their lives do not have a community that is going to support them with the changes that they're wanting to make in their lives. And then the third thing is power skills. AKA soft skills. People used to call them soft skills. They are not soft skills, power skills. They are power skills.
Love
they
that. Make
all the difference in your life. Being able to have difficult conversations, emotional intelligence, adaptability, resiliency, those things used to be called soft skills. They're not soft skills. They are absolute differentiators. So, you know, I dig yes. into those things in the corporate environment. And then when I'm working with clients, whether it's one-on-one coaching or group coaching, because I have both, it's that same sort of thing, but it's really digging deeper with that individual. And when I work with coaching clients, it's usually for a year. And, you know, with a corporate client, you never know how long you're going to be in there, you know, and the trainings right. are only a day or two, and then you come back and you do another one, and then you do another one, and maybe you do an assessment. You know, I use Colby and I use DISC and I use a couple of other assessments, and I'll bring other people in who have different specialties and assessments. So, you know, in the corporate environment, I can make some shifts for people. It's really in that coaching environment though, that we really are able to dig into the rewriting neural pathways.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And you know, and all of it is so important, because I think I know a lot of CEOs and leaders listen to the show. Mm-hmm. And what I want to really point out is, you know, if your corporation isn't doing it, A, you can bring it to them as definitely something that's needed, but yep. B, you could do it for yourself.
Yes.
You know, the number one thing Googled, is, what is love? And mm-hmm. the second thing that's Googled is, what is leadership?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And so, and leadership is leadership, yes, in your corporation, in your businesses or whatever, but it's also leadership at home. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that sounds really amazing, because you're right. I think if we would invest into just rewiring a lot of things, right? Because we don't have this, neuroscience is not that old. Right. So yeah. it's not like we've had it and we were taught all along about right. neuroscience. And most of you who are listening are adults. So think about all of the years that you haven't been rewiring, and don't try to do this in 2 seconds. Right. Like,
exactly.
Like, we spent 50 years in some bull crap, right? With all of the all these files that we have in our brain, and putting them in their mm-hmm. own compartments. And then all of a sudden we just think, oh, we're good. You know?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? So Angela, do you take them, like, okay, let's talk about your one-on-ones or your mm-hmm. private clients. Are you taking them through like, is there like a 6 month or a 9 month or a year? Or how do you work that out?
Yeah. With one-on-one clients, it's a year-long program, and we do a VIP day at the beginning so that we can really dig into what are the things we want to touch on. And there's a whole assessment that they do beforehand, and we go, and then we have a call before the VIP day to make sure that we're really zeroed in and dialed in. And that first VIP day is one where we spend that whole day really mapping out, okay, here's what we're going to focus on over the next 6 months.
That's good.
And then we do another one in month 7. We do another VIP day in month 7 so that we can plan out the next 6 months. Now, of course, there are life changes and challenges and all sorts of things that happen. And there may be some tweaks along the way, right? In that 6 months and 6 months mm-hmm. that causes it to shift. But having that VIP day at the beginning, though, really allows them to get a map of, you know, here's how we're going to navigate through this. Here's the main priorities. And we'll start touching on some of those things that have been blocks or beliefs or blind spots, right? That that allows them to, you know, start seeing that now. Here's the thing. Once you understand what one of your blocks is, what one of your limiting beliefs is, that's great. It takes another 67 plus days to write a new neural pathway.
Wow.
Okay. And in that time frame, you're going to uncover other things. So every time you uncover something new, you've got another 67 days. And by the way, when you open that first one, when you see that first blind spot, there's going to be another one right behind it.
Yeah.
And then another one, and then another one. So over that year time frame, what the goal is to train my clients, just like they train a muscle, is to train them to spot those blind spots and then be able to take themselves through the process of writing a new neural pathway.
That's so good. That is so good. Yeah. But I'm glad you said that, because you know, I think, you know, even like the women that I work with, sometimes they think that, okay, here's what we need to get done. This is what we need to do, blah, blah, blah. And they think that by the next week when they come, they're good. They have everything ready. And then they don't. And then they're beating themselves up. And this is exactly what I wanted you to say, because I want people who are listening, and I do have a lot of, you know, like coaches and thought leaders and stuff that listen to the show, like, stop beating yourself up. It's not helping you. Mm-mm. What Angela is saying is that you're going to get awareness and you're going to learn how to shift that and change that neural pathway so that you don't have to keep going through that same one. Now you have that rewired and mm-hmm. you can go on to the next one. This is a lifelong process.
Absolutely.
Because this is going to be for our lives. If you want to keep growing, if you want to keep growing and expanding and learning and mm-hmm. shifting, and it's a lifelong process, right, Angela? So absolutely. What you're telling me is that you're training them so that they can go for it, so that they can move, right?
Yep. That's and awesome. By the way, a negative thought process gets wired 9 times faster,
of course it does,
than a positive. And that's because of the way our reptilian, you know, the amygdala, yeah. that's the way that part of the brain works. It drives me crazy when people say I'm a survivor. Heck no. If you're a survivor, then here's what happens. You are constantly looking for something to survive.
Ooh, Angela, hold up a sec. What? Angela, you got, okay, let's, okay. You got to break that down, Angela. You got to break that down, because I'm always talking about how I survived a lot of stuff and I'm a survivor. So you're about to teach me something. Go ahead.
You're not just a survivor. You're a thriver.
Oh,
when you tell your brain that you're a survivor, then your brain is going, oh, I'm a survivor. That means I get to find something else that I get to overcome.
Oh, so good.
So we're constantly coming up with all kinds of things, because that's what our brain does.
So good. So good. You just made my brain go poof. So good. So good, Angela. So good. So
look,
good.
I'd rather be a survivor than a victim. Okay. And when you identify as a survivor, only way you have power is if you have something to overcome. That's what so if you could make it easy and just be a thriver? I thrive.
Yeah.
Thrive in whatever environment.
As of right now, the language is changing. I have never heard that or seen it like that. Now, yeah. I definitely know about, you know, from struggling to thriving, because I've done that in my life. Mm-hmm. But I have said I am a survivor. That little shift you just gave me is like, my brain is blown, because like I told you about being slave to the lender, right? Like I didn't even realize I was saying that. That is so good, Angela. That is so good. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. I'm just like, that is our so good. Like I'm on like cloud 9 right now. I love that.
Our language is so important.
Yeah,
our language
it really is.
So
is.
Important. It's just like really when somebody says, he made me so angry. Really? Right. You're going to give them that much power?
Yeah. Oh, so good.
They didn't make you angry. You chose to be angry based on the meaning that you gave whatever the situation was.
Wow. And you are now empowered, because you're not throwing away your power to somebody else, like you just said, right? Oh, that's so good.
And listen, it's all brain scans have shown that a thought comes before the emotion or the feeling. So it's a millisecond, but there is a thought. So when someone says something, we'll just use the anger thing, you know, he made me angry as an example.
Yeah.
Or when someone says something and you get angry, your brain somewhere in there put meaning to what they said.
Yeah.
If you didn't give it meaning, if it didn't have a meaning to you on some level, it would have been like, okay, so what?
Yeah, exactly.
And you just was going.
So good. So good. Wow, you are an expert. You are an expert woman. That is so good. I know you left a lot of amazing freaking nuggets on here. Oh, it's so good. Angela, I love it. I love you. I love it. So before I wrap up though and let you go, I don't want to. So before I do, give me just one thing that you can tell people who are listening right now, just to start their shift, just one thing. Mm-hmm. You already dropped so much gold, but just drop one more gold nugget. Because I want people to connect with you. Mm-hmm. And I want you to give us all of that as well. But give me that one thing you would tell people and let's go from there.
Yeah. So the one thing, the easiest thing to start implementing anytime you're frustrated, anytime anything negative happens, big or small, instead of saying this happened to me, what if you shift it to this is happening for me?
Right. Good.
Now, I know a lot of people use that phrase. However, I really want you to take the time when you find yourself frustrated with something or angry or sad or anything other than a positive emotion. Because a positive emotion, we're like, yay, this is happening for me, right? You never think about that it's happening to me. But if it's anything that's not a good neurochemical dopamine, oxytocin kind of thing, anytime you're getting tight from sadness or whatever, think about how is this happening for me?
That's so good.
What am I getting from this? What is the lesson I can learn from this?
Yeah.
How am I going to be better as a result of this?
Love it. Oh, so good. I'm going to rewatch this episode myself before I even send it out to the world. Angela, thank you for being here. But before I let you go, I've enjoyed this so much and I know that my audience has, but I want them to connect with you and especially those who want to work with you. So let us know how they can in contact with you, all that stuff.
Yeah. The easiest way on most every platform out there, my handle is @AWStillwell, STILLWELL. Or you can go to Linktree. My Linktree has all the stuff on it and it is also AWStillwell.
Awesome. So easy peasy.
Yep.
Easy peasy. Thank LinkedIn, you so Instagram, much.
Everything? Yep.
Is it all AWStillwell? All of it?
AWStillwell.
Yep. All right. Cool. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for sharing so much knowledge and wisdom. Woo! I love it so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Nina. This is amazing. Thank you.
So fun. All right, guys. I knew it. Oh, man. I love when my brain melts right in front of you on TV. I love it. So just make sure that you guys, I just aged myself, guys. I said on TV. Okay. Not on YouTube, not on the web, not on the internet. I said on the TV. Okay. I just aged myself. Guys, I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you for all of the downloads. You guys are awesome. Thank you for sharing and subscribing and following my guests and all of that stuff. And I think Angela is going to be a superstar for you to follow and to make sure that you connect with her. Okay, guys, I love you so much. I appreciate you. You guys are amazing. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.